American poet Elizabeth Bishop once wrote a poem called Exchanging Hats, which began, "Unfunny uncles who insist in trying on a lady's hat, oh, even if a joke falls flat, we share your slight transvestite twist in spite of our embarrassment. Costume and customer complex, the headgear of the other sex inspires us to experiment." We can only wonder what Bishop would have made of the Dalai Lama's visit to Wellywood this week, where costume and custom are very complex indeed. The acting Minister of Foreign Affairs, Winston Peters, was wearing his party leader hat for his closed-door chat. Whether he slipped into floppy clown shoes and a Pinocchio costume after claiming that the media was excluded due to, quote, good manners, rather than a desire not to offend Beijing too blatantly, is a mystery for the ages. Helen Clark and John Key just tripped over the poor bugger, then ducked out the most convenient door, like players in a third-rate bedroom farce, while the Greens, the party party, threw a shindig with everything but a DJ and Candy with a K giving the guest of honour a lap dance. I join local bloggers as diverse as Lefty Span and libertarian Peter Cresswell in finding the Dalai Lama's charms eminently resistible. And art skeptics Penn and Teller make a fair point that while the communist Chinese occupation of Tibet is to be deplored, we should avoid going to the other extreme and romanticising either the Dalai Lama himself or what Tibet would probably be like if he was returned to power. But wouldn't it be nice if our alleged leaders had avoided this unfunny and embarrassing joke in the first place and simply reminded Beijing that New Zealand doesn't much like interference in internal matters either? Failing that, Helen Clark might care to put on her Arts, Culture and Heritage Minister hat and consider this statement from UK Home Secretary John Reid in response to the usual suspects offended by Salman Rushdie's recent knighthood. He said, "I think we have a set of values that accrues people honours for their contribution to literature, even when they don't agree with our point of view. That's our way, and that's what we stand by." It's a pretty sad day when an authoritarian creep like Reid shows that no matter what hat you wear in Wellywood, an empty head, no spine, and a vigorous market and shameless trade-based hypocrisy will always be the height of fashion.